Administrative Committee to order. I apologize, there's a little snafu on the agenda, but we just had one item on the agenda as was announced at the last formal court meeting, which is to talk about the infrastructure projects as was requested by some of the JPs. So with that, I guess I will turn it over to either Justice Strand or Justice Allison. If you don't want to make y'all request it, so I was going to let y'all kind of lead the charge on that.
That's fine. That was 2218, the ordinance we were looking at that had all those infrastructure projects on. And my main concern was I don't have a problem with funding infrastructure projects. To me, the proportions are way out of line for the residents of the county. When I look at 75% of this or 70% of this going to two JP districts, when there's 13 of us, and
can you speak up, please?
I'm sorry. I thought I had to turn on. Is it working now?
This one is Mark.
Is this better?
No.
Is that better?
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, start again. My main concern was that this, the proportion, the distribution of this is not really fair to county residents. This money seems like a lot of money. $24 million is a lot of money. But it can go really, really quick when we get to spend it. And we've got 13 JP districts that are pretty evenly split population-wise, so that if we were to divide this money evenly, it wouldn't look like the distribution that we're looking at now. When you've got $7.5 million appropriated, according to this ordinance, to two JP districts, and like Justice Knight's district, we talk is $200,000. That's all that's in this ordinance for District 1. I don't think that Justice Strange's district has a single dime going into it from this ordinance. I've said from the start that I would like to keep that $10 million unencumbered, free for capital improvement projects on jail and things like that. I've spoke with Ms. Belote this week, and we've talked about the upcoming 911 upgrades in addition to the 911 consolidation that we've got to do. There's a whole lot of different needs that this county has. There are county concerns that we need to keep as much of that unencumbered money for as we possibly can, because not all of that will be able to be used with the $14 million that's encumbered. So I'm all for distributing that money according to the way that the final rule by the Treasury Department was set out, but in a whole lot more even distribution among county residents. And that's my big concern with the ordinance, as we saw, that I would like to see some of this encumbered money preserved for some of those districts that are not yet represented in this ordinance.
Thank you, Ms. Allison. Ms. Belote, you want to speak?
Justice Allison, thank you for that. And while the proportion of the money spent throughout the JP districts may not be proportional, and there's a concern there. I think from my perspective, and maybe from this committee's perspective, the money may not be the main focus, but more of the overall plan and how we're going to spend it, what we can spend it on. That right now we currently are funding out of county general or county road sales tax, anything like that. And I was hoping to see Judge Baker here tonight. I don't see him. Tom's here. Is there something you can share with the committee, whether it's tonight or next month, that has a broad list of the projects that, and I know we've seen them before, but that we like, that we may not be able to afford, but projects that like the PSAP. I haven't heard any talk about that, and I know that's a big expense coming. Can that even be used with these funds? I'm not sure. And another thing is, what is the final rule? Can that be handed out to the JPs so we can understand that completely, and what can be spent going forward? I just haven't seen that. So,
in regards to the final rule, I'll be more than happy to email you the regulation. I mean, it's pretty lengthy, but I can get that to you, and you can take a look. It still encompasses the same things we've been talking about from the beginning, for the most part. I mean, we're talking about water, sewer, prevention of COVID and the spread of COVID. And so it's the same types of projects we've been talking about from the beginning. They just fine-tuned the final rules from what we had in the interim rule.
Okay, so it doesn't include any type of roads or bridges or drainage, any of, I mean, I don't know that the water may be
roads
bringing water in, but not bringing water out. So.
That's right.
Okay. Fair.
Well, I guess my comment is that we didn't have these requests from the different parts of the county for this money. First started coming in, my best guess is in February, and I think the reason that we ended up with it is because many of the justices were not happy that this was being piecemealed out, and we wanted to look at the whole thing as a package and try to set some priorities and decide. Of course, the other question is, not all of these things are infrastructure projects. Some of them are, in my opinion, ports and public safety. How are we going to coordinate that with them? I think they need to be looking at that part probably. Anyway, it's a lot of information to pour over. I've started digging through some of these things that are on this list. There appears to be more requests than we have money, obviously. So that's going to be a lot to sort through. And some of these documents, all inclusive, are like 95 pages or more. So just looking at one request of 95 pages is going to take a little time. So with that in mind, I'd kind of like to spread this out a little bit through this committee. Some of them, maybe we could share that and go look at some. I've started, I went with Raymond from Mayflower, the water department, and looked at the situation down in Mayflower to try to get an idea. And I think really, that is what really needs to happen, is that the JPs, it may end up being me, but we need to go to the different cities or the different townships and look at what they're trying to accomplish. The other thing is that I suspect that there's other ways that the county might be able to assist the cities in these things. I know Mayflower is going to need to haul in a lot of fill to build a base for the new facility that they're going to build. County's got dump trucks. I don't know if that's possible for us to contribute to the project in that way. I know one of the cities needs to dig 400 feet to put a water line in. I mean, the county's got track holes, you know. Why couldn't we help them and cooperate in that way? It's not that we don't need to keep track of the time and the fuel and all those kind of things, but if we can cooperate with the cities and the county, I think that would be a much preferred method than just throwing money at the project. So that's kind of my thought. And if I could at this time, Mr. Chairman, there's representatives from Mayflower here, and I think they wanted to present the project that they have with the water treatment plant that flooded and was for the most part destroyed. They are currently using part of it. But that whole thing, through no fault of their own, was destroyed, and they're servicing people in the county, and I think they'd like to make that presentation. So,
thank you. Justice Strain. I'm Barbara Mathis from the city of Mayflower. Chairman Brown and justices, on behalf of the city of Mayflower, I want to thank you.
Could we get her a microphone, please? Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Start again.
Thank you.
Chairman Brown and justices, on behalf of the city of Mayflower, I want to thank you for allowing me time to present to you one of the most crucial needs that the city of Mayflower has right now, and that is our wastewater treatment plant. Due to the design and age, which is 40 years old, of our treatment plant, we began having problems in the latter part of 2017. We failed to meet our parameters for discharge into the Arkansas River 12 times in 1 year, and because of that, Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, ADEQ, placed us under an administrative consent order with fines on the horizon if measures weren't taken to solve the problem. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
We were well on our way with the upgrade. Bids had been approved and some of the materials purchased, and the start date was June 2019. And everybody knows what happened in June of 2019 when the catastrophic 100-year flood came. I believe our pond level is 272.6, which is base flood elevation. And we had 1.5 to 2 feet above the pond level in our aeration basin, destroying our liner. When the sewer treatment plant was built around 1982, the county didn't have floodplain management like we have now, so there was not a problem where we had located our sewer treatment plant. The new proposed sewer plant will be designed for future growth. Ours currently will process 0.5 million gallons daily, and the new one will process 0.7 million gallons daily, and it will be above flood level. It's an SBR system, which is a sequence batch reactor, and one of our engineers that's been with us through the whole process is here this evening, and that is Cal Breckenridge, and he is with Salt Engineering Firm, and he can probably answer any questions about the project that I would know nothing about. The cost for the project before COVID was estimated at $5 million, and the cost is estimated now at more than $7 million. City sewer is provided to customers inside the city limits and the river plantation, and that makes up approximately one-third of our 3,770 customers. Therefore, those few customers are the ones that are going to bear the brunt of the sewer rate increase to pay for the new wastewater treatment plant. We have been working with Cruz and Associates regarding a bond loan, but they will not loan us money until our sewer rates are adequate to repay the loan. So you see our quandary. We believe that all the applicants that you have received are very worthy and very needed projects. And we realize we missed the deadline to get our Federal Rescue Funds application in. But we do appreciate your time and hope that you will consider our request. We will gratefully accept whatever you deem we are deserving of. But another thing I'd like to add to this is that if our sewer rates are astronomical, that will deter businesses and residential customers from looking at us at a favorable location. Mayflower has had its share of catastrophic events. We've had two floods, an EF4 tornado, and one oil spill over the past 11 years. So we are asking you to please consider our application. And again, I thank you for your time.
Are there any questions for Barbara and Mayflower in general?
I would like to ask a question to the counselor if I can. Councilor Marcus, is there a process, is there a problem with us considering her proposal?
Sorry.
Allergies. After the judge had closed the window?
You're allowed to consider whatever proposals you would like even after the judge closed the window.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, this is always the slippery slope that we deal with, but typically the biggest concern is a outside vendor later suing the county because the county did not consider their late request like we considered other late requests. So that puts us in a little bit of a precarious position, but so long as we have a sufficient reason for why we denied whatever request, which this quorum court is able to decide who gets money and who doesn't at will, and there's only so much money to go around, so that's another issue as well. But that's the only issue that I have.
Okay. So if we were to set a cap on what we did for each communities that applied for assistance through this program, if we set some cap, that would preclude, if they, I mean, as long as they didn't go over that cap, we didn't go over that cap for any one project or community, that would probably get us out of that hot water for the liability, if you're talking about.
I don't know if it'd get us out of the hot water, but I mean, that's a possibility.
Is it possible to move the deadline? Is that, would that be a...
Well, once again, the deadline is established by Judge Baker. I mean, that's, that was his deadline in trying to be the executive part of the branch and overseeing the disbursements of the grant. But obviously, there was never money that was appropriated when that process was begun.
So I would just say that this court has the ability to appropriate whatever money that it deems necessary to appropriate, whether that's $1, $1 million, or the entire $24 million to whatever project that it wants. So I would say, yes, listen to Mayflower's request. You know, use the wisdom that you have to decide who needs to be awarded whatever amounts that you deem necessary under the ARP. And we can do that until the money is no longer available.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Mayor, did you have some more comments?
Yes, could I just say one thing?
Certainly.
I'm Randy Holland. I'm the mayor of Mayflower. I've been there 16 years. I've had six disasters down there. And I would just appreciate if y'all would just at least look at our proposal, and I'd appreciate anything that you could do.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Mayflower? Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we add Mayflower's proposal to the list.
Motion's made. Any second?
I'll second.
All right. I do have a few questions. Even though I cannot vote on the motion, I do have a few questions for Mayflower. Do we know why? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me catch you. Do we know why this project wasn't turned in with the other projects with that deadline that Judge Baker had set?
Confusion was we've been dealing with the funds through, like, municipally for the city, for the amount that each city was getting, and I think there was just merely confusion on that this was a separate fund that was coming from the county, because we had been working with Municipal League, and they had been helping us determine what we could use our funds for that the city itself got. And I think it was just mainly confusion.
Because it was the same title. Mm-hmm. It was the American Rescue Plan. And so we thought we were doing the right thing through Municipal League. And they were helping us. But then I found out that there's two things going. So that's why.
Have y'all had any feedback from Municipal League? Like, will you be able to get any money from that side?
Yes.
Pardon. I'm sorry.
The feedback.
I'm sorry, I guess I didn't understand.
Essentially, do y'all have any idea, like, will there be any money available from Municipal League?
I think our treasurer maybe has that answered.
We're receiving roughly $495,000.
Okay. Was there any other ARP money y'all received other than just from the Municipal League?
We haven't received any.
Well, we're receiving it. I mean, this is just our ARPA money. We received it from DFA, from Treasury. That's all we're receiving. That's both tranches.
$494,000 for Mayflower.
$494,000. And the final question, I apologize for trying to catch you off guard, is my understanding is that there's some problems with the sewer plant, and then, of course, the flood happened. Do y'all have any idea, like how much was the cost to fix the sewer plant before the flood? Like, kind of what portion of this is attributed to the problem with the flood?
We have our engineer here.
Count Breckenridge is our engineer.
The original estimate was $4.5 million. That was 2000, early 2000, I think late 2019. Then all the escalation and cost factors since then, so now it's roughly $7 million.
But I guess, but back to my question of like what portion of that is caused by the flood itself? Like,
approximately $1 million, I would say. They're basically, they were going to rehab their existing lagoon system, and then the flood destroyed the liner and caused an escalation of that cost, and they decided to go to mechanical treatment. So it would be, you know, now that $1 million was a 4-year-old figure, so, you know, probably had a $500,000 maybe now, today's cost, but something in that ballpark.
So if I understand it correctly, you're saying that the flood essentially has cost to fix the problem now because of the flood, it would cost an extra $1 million over what it would have cost, you know, but for the flood.
To repair, yes, sir. Put it back to where it was pre-flood, yes, sir.
Okay.
It's basically replacing the liner and then all the costs associated with the dewatering, the sludge hauling, things of that sort.
All right. Before we vote on the motion, if the committee's okay with this, I know this is kind of an email procedure. I would invite, I think, any members of the public would like to comment, because I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to talk, and then the justice is the forum for us. I'll just dig into Mr. Pearson there. I'll let y'all battle out. Who wants to go first?
Mr. Pearson, go ahead.
Is this just comments on the motion or on the entire
project? The motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What is the amount of that you are considering appropriating or adding to the appropriations list?
Do you have a total for us? Is it in the report?
The total, it was just put, the $7 million was in the report.
Okay.
But like I said, we will gratefully accept anything that will help us, because with that few customers that we have to bear the brunt, it would just be astronomical for them. And also, that's the reason, and I think Mr. Breckenridge probably input on this was, once the flood came, that old sewer treatment plant is still at base flood elevation. So what we were going to do after the flood was to get our sewer treatment plant out of that floodplain. So I think what he was saying, to get us back to where we were,
right,
which is what we were trying to do before the flood, we'd still be in the flood zone. Am I correct?
Yeah, to clear up, I guess basically they were going down a path of rehabbing the lagoons. And so what happened, they had some nutrient issues, so ammonia primarily. They weren't meeting their ammonia limit. And so some things were put in place to plan to rehab their plant to meet that permit limit. And then the flood came and then destroyed the liner, caused additional issues at the plant. And so that's where they decided to back up and say, look, we're better served to put a long-range plan in place to deal with the next 20 years instead of trying to fix the problem right now, to deal with the next 20 years and additional flow increases over that time period and potentially additional permit changes. And so that's where they decided to go to a mechanical treatment plant, activated sludge, sequencing batch reactor. So there's a significant difference, obviously, in that. That's gonna be a concrete tank. It's going to change the elevation, so it would be flood improvement in that way as well. But as far as the pre-flood return, I guess we'll say rehab to pre-flood, the original estimate was around $1 million, and now that would have escalated due to the inflation we've seen.
I ask a follow-up question. So your total project cost is $7 million. You have $490,000 from city ARP funds. If this court doesn't appropriate the total amount to cover the gap, what is your plan to do that? You mentioned that it sounded like you're not interested in raising sewer and water rates for your citizens, and I understand that. But in this court's interest, it does, you know, for us to appropriate money that doesn't end up getting spent is not a, you know, good use of the funds from my perspective. So my question to you is, if you don't have enough to fund the entire cost of the project, what will you do?
We would have to do bonds, and we had actually implemented a sewer rate increase and a gradual increase to try to get up to where we would have enough money to even a bonding company look favorably at us.
Okay.
And we cannot raise the water rates to help implement the sewer, and that's why I said there's only a third of our customers that have store, and that's inside the city limits and the River Plantation. The rest of our customers just have septic tanks and have our water. So that's why we have so few customers that would have to bear the brunt of the sewer increase.
Okay, so it is your intent then to come up with the rest of the money and to fund the entire cost of the project?
Yes, and try to get a lower interest rate. In fact, I think currently ANRC may have some funding. So I think, am I right on that, Kyle?
Okay.
Is that ANRC is, and that's what we're going to with them to hopefully get additional money.
Okay, that's what I wanted to be clear on. Yes. That answers my question.
We got to do something. ADEQ will not allow.
Certainly. Thank you.
Councilmember Chris, you were standing.
Justice Crane, I just want to recommend, for whatever it's worth, that this committee or an individual within this committee come up with a proposed ordinance that incorporates the dollar amount that this committee believes should be appropriated to whatever projects that you want to appropriate. If you simply each month have discussion, which you can do, we've got members from almost every water project that's been submitted that's in attendance tonight, but that would just keep going on and on. And so rather than just having a continual discussion, it may help form the discussion if you actually have a dollar amount that's appropriated to each project. And so you might want to focus on the needs of each project and then make a determination and then create that ordinance that this committee can discuss and then move to full court and have a discussion there at full court.
I appreciate your comments. We're definitely, that was the purpose of me going out there, was to try to look at it and talk to them about some other things that might be helpful to them. But I think Raymond's doing, just a side note, Raymond's obviously doing a very good job of operating what he's got left for a sewer treatment plant, because I did see turtles and frogs in the, and snakes, by the way, in the treatment water, the last one before it goes to the river, so I thought that was a pretty good sign that they're doing a good job with their equipment. I don't know, I'll talk to them, and I'll speak to them further about it, and that's why I said that I think that since this ended up in the lap of the committee, I think we could have been a lot farther along with this process had these had they communicated with this committee back in February when the things first started coming in. But I will try to rush myself around as best I can and talk to the cities and see if we can come up with some numbers that will be more palatable to the full committee. That's my plan. Thanks for your input. Anybody else have any questions?
Mrs. Higgins?
So just a couple of... Is that Morton? There we go. Just a couple of questions. So Justice Allison, you seem to have some concern about the equity of the money spread around the counties. You know, I've been on the court for 12 years. I've never heard it concern about money spread around by JP districts. So that's new to me. So with the money that we're talking about, we also have JP districts that include the city of Conway, which, by the way, received $12 million of ARP money. Are you advocating that we spread the money around in those JP districts as well, even though they haven't asked?
The $24 million, what we set aside for the county, especially with the unencumbered funds, the money that is encumbered, I think we need to apply to those projects that are in the interim rule, the final rule. But I think that an semi-equitable distribution among county residents is more fair. That's one of my concerns from the start. When I first talked to Mr. Noble back in January with the Bologna Water Department, that's one of the things I told him was one of my concerns was to make sure that county residents had a semi-equal share of this so that we didn't look like we were favoring any one area over the other. And it's not that I'm saying that I don't think we should strike anybody. If they don't have a need, then I don't think we ought to just throw money at that district for something they don't need. But I, when you look at the distribution here, and we're talking about using up I don't have the total now, I had it last time, but somewhere around 10 to 12 million of what we had to disperse,
and that uses up pretty much all of our encumbered money, or near close to it. When I'm looking at the county needs for the jail, for the animal shelter, for the 911 system, and I've talked to Mr. Murphy about those and how appropriate they are for the encumbered money, and Mr. Murphy, you correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Murphy, you said that you're not sure on the 911 project whether we can use the encumbered money on that, and that you said the fire department's request, we can't use the unencumbered money on that. So, I mean, the encumbered money on that. So I just want to preserve as much of that as we can, and in doing so, preserve as much of this as we can to make as equitable a distribution of this what people seem to look at as free money. And I mean, I don't want it to be where we put all this money on the table and the first one with the biggest hands gets the biggest chunk of the money. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. And I appreciate the feedback on that. I know you had alluded to District 2 and District 12 seem to be disproportionate. And I would just like to reply that those people asked. I mean, that's part of it. And I appreciate Mayflower coming in and understand some of the confusion. I think we absolutely, as a JP, ought to consider that. But Greenbrier and Wooster asked. I mean, so that's why a big part of it was there. I would like to say that when, we had tornadoes and oil spills, there was a disproportionate amount of money spent in those days, too, because that's where the need was. And so I think when we're looking at some of these requests that have been made previously, there's definitely a need. So anyway, one thing also is, Justice Brown, is the committee going to get to the level of actually rolling out blueprints and looking at these projects, trying to understand them? Because I have Greenbrier's plans, and I'd be glad to roll those out and talk to you about I&I and water flow and the fact that sewer going through Greenbrier flows about 400,000 gallons a day on a normal day, but they have so much infiltration because they're using clay pipes that were put in the 70s that on a rainy day like we've had in the past, it actually increases that flow to 900,000 a day, and the plant will actually cover about a million gallons a day. And so when that happens, it washes all the bugs away and the sewer doesn't work. And I just told you more than I really know about sewer. But my point is, I think if we're going to look at these, it's not so much dollar value. We do need to look at the needs of these communities. I had a little bit of a concern when I first heard Greenbrier, the area that I represent, that this may be, really to help with development going forward. But we've got people that in Greenbrier that have sewage when it rains coming up in their yards. And so I'm advocating for my district. That's what I do. If we're going to look at these, and by the way, Greenbrier's request was significantly more than what was on the spreadsheet. It was pared down. So as we go through this, I'm not against going through a process of looking at these, but there probably does need to be some type of a plan. Justice Knight's sitting over there, and as you noted, there's not a lot of money in Justice Knight's area. How many sewer plants are in your area? How many big cities, bless your heart, are in your area? Zero. So there's not going to be the level of infrastructure. You're probably going to get left out. I'm sorry, brother. That's just how it works.
That's not true. We're in this territory. We're asking for money.
There you go. Okay. So anyway, I guess my point is we just want to make sure that when we're considering this, we're considering the needs. Just Brian, I appreciate letting you speak.
I was actually going to make a comment. I kind of wrapped up the discussion. Was, and I defer to Councilor Murphy as well, is, and the other justices. When I came out of the meeting last month, my feeling was just that there was that what was sent to our committee was not to appropriate dollars at this point, but just to get a feel for, and anybody likes to correct me if I'm wrong, but to maybe get a feel for what is the committee's recommendation for the court to consider in terms of maybe like ranking projects, or what should be our priorities, or what should we consider? And I know my personal feeling is, I'm really big on the projects where it is, probably as people could tell from my comments at court last month, projects where something has happened through no one's fault. For me, primarily safe drinking water, I think should be the most pressing concern, because this is not Mexico. And so, like the folks that, like the folks with the well, that because of the fracking, then all of a sudden they have no water. The folks whose wells are now contaminated by E. coli, no fault of their own, just the other developments contaminated them. Or my question is on the sewer plant. The sewer plant wasn't up to snuff before because of growth or whatever. But then if the flood came in, and now that happens, no one's fault. And and just that's my personal opinion, is look at, you know, to me, projects of that should have priority over projects that are, well, we could pay for this through special improvement districts or bonds or taxes or anything else, but we don't want to, because we don't use this money for it. But that was my impression of what was before us. It's not dollar amounts or anything, but just kind of a core, as we're looking at projects, we might want to consider these projects or this kind of project first, this kind of project second, this kind of project third, and then however the court distributes the money. You know, maybe if we had to fully fund one but not fully fund one, these are the order we would go in. Or if we had to, the bulk of the money, you know, just to figure out, because that's the problem. We kind of have a cart before the horse situation. You know, just like with my ordinance earlier on the technology, you know, until we know how much money is there, I can't really tell you how much we can spend or anything. And unfortunately, you know, we can't talk amongst ourselves, obviously. The committee is where we have to make the sausage, so to speak.
Well, I think all of the ones that have made requests have been very clear that, you know, this is what we'd take, and it's probably not enough, but they would appreciate whatever they get. And my only reminder back to the board is we're here to serve the people. I think we're all on board with that. And when we have people that don't have drinking water and that are having, you know, sewage in their yard and, you know, obviously what Mayflower's talking about tonight and the problems that they're having there and, you know, those are legitimate. And so I think we, you know, as a group really need to look at what we can best do to serve our people regardless of where they are.
And I understand that, and I agree with you. And I know this kind of pits us against each other, I guess, and I don't mean for it to do that, but I know you're representing District 2, and I'm representing District 3, and so we're naturally going to go back and forth on that a little bit. But
we'll shake hands on
that. Yes, exactly. And I mean, this shouldn't be something we come out enemies over, I don't think.
No.
But I know that, and this is going to sound rough, but I know that Valonia Water passed a tax recently to improve their water system, and Mr. Noble, when I talked to him with the Valonia Water Works, he seemed, you correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Noble, I know you're out there, if he seemed to think that he could ask for a whole lot more, but he didn't want to seem greedy. I'm not implying that your folks are greedy, but that he could have asked for a lot more, but he wanted to kind of make a fair request that he thought had a good chance of getting funded. Is that a correct understanding, Mr. Noble?
That is correct. We actually identified $14 million in needs, but the project that presented before this committee and also the quorum court is $1.2 million. That is a shovel-ready project. Easements have been procured, plans have been designed, specifications have been approved by the Arkansas Department of Health. It is a truly shovel-ready project. If you approve the money, appropriate the money, we could advertise tomorrow.
Mr. Chair, I'm done. Yeah, I'm done, and I don't envy y'all's task.
Yeah, thank you.
Before you go ahead, Mr. Chair, Justice Boyer, but I want to make sure that you knew there was people in the community or out there in the audience that also probably want to speak tonight.
Yeah, my intent was to let everybody have the chance to say their piece before the motion's acted on or withdrawn or whatever y'all do with it. Justice Boyer?
Mr. Chair, thank you. I represent 12, District 12, and a key word that Valonia Waterworks just put out was shovel ready. I thought, and Counselor, you may have to correct me on this, I thought that the first round of ARP money was designated as shovel ready or construction in progress. Is that correct?
I don't believe so, actually.
I think that's on the ordinance. It
might be on the ordinance, but
it's on the ordinances as projects that are construction in progress. Now, I don't know, I didn't understand what Mayflower was presenting tonight. Are they presenting something for a new project that's not in progress now? Are we going to mix apples and oranges whenever the first round has asked for construction in progress and now we're going to have a delay or another attempt to another round of submissions for requests that include things other than construction? We're mixing apples and oranges, I believe. I do believe the ordinance says that it's for, it didn't say shovel ready, Virgil, I'm sorry. But I do think it said, and I don't have the ordinance with me, forgive me. I do think it called for projects that have construction in progress.
You're likely correct. We can go back and look at 2218, but any appropriation new would require a new ordinance. So we can have whatever standard we want on the new ordinance.
And that's not up to the quorum court to decide. That's up to the judge. Is that correct?
No, that's up to the quorum court. I mean, as far as the ordinances, how they deem something appropriate.
Who issues the money?
The judge is the one that approves the PO.
I can answer the Mayflower question if I need to. That project is designed. It has been submitted to the health department. However, we put it on hold after the flood and try to figure out the financing. So it has been designed, but it is not construction ready. We would have to bid the project, get the construction permit, and bid the project. So that's where it stands.
Any other justices of the court? Seeing none,
Mr. Chairman, I've got 2218 up here right now, and I can read you the first part of the ordinance. It says, be it enacted by the Fulton Court of Faulkner, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 2145, December 16, 2021, to declare an emergency, whereas Faulkner County was selected to receive American Rescue Plan ARP funds from the United States federal government in the amount of $24,475,383, and whereas Faulkner County wishes to use a portion of the ARP funds to assist in the completion of ARP-eligible infrastructure projects throughout the county, and whereas Faulkner County published a notice to applicants for ARP-eligible infrastructure projects on 22 January 2022 and February 15, 2022, now therefore be it ordained, yada, 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 all things. So I don't see anything about shovel-ready projects on there.
All right, any other comments, members of the public?
I have one more if I could. I kind of agree with Justice Allison about the citizens being taken care of evenly as much as possible. And where I have seen that the most in my travels around the county is newer subdivisions seem to all have pretty new, well taken care of roads, where the older subdivisions in the county seem to be languishing. The roads are falling apart, so I think that's just one example of citizens not necessarily being taken care of evenly. So that was my comment on that. Yes, sir.
You need to take a trip down to the Cypress Valley east of Bologna. You know how bad them roads was. I don't hear that. They're repaving. They have worked for 2 winters fixing our ditches, fixing culverts, dusting. We know how them roads are there. It ain't no subdivision. They are repaving them right now, and they've been needing it for a long time. Well, that to me, I can't buy that. No.
Well, I can show you some subdivisions.
I ain't arguing. There ain't no bad roads.
And I'm not saying they're not
good. Faulkner County, you got 1,000 miles of roads in Faulkner County, and it's a continuous maintenance problem.
Okay. Well, that's not.
From day one.
Okay. I'm just saying that I know some subdivisions, older subdivisions, that are not being treated. That doesn't mean that they're not paving roads. They did a real good job on Clinton Road, you know. So, but that isn't about ARP money. So I probably shouldn't have brought that up. But
all right. Any other members of the public on the comments by members of the public on the motion on the floor? Seeing none. Based on Justice Strand, maybe you could restate your motion so we're all clear on what.
Well, I wanted to ask the council again, are you saying that we shouldn't just add it to the list, that we should start a new ordinance for that, or what are you trying to say?
There is no list currently. We have an ordinance 2218 that was passed that included the city of Guy and city of Damascus. As far as a new ordinance for appropriation of funds, that would need to be created by any one of the JPs. And you can put whatever figures you want for the amount that you want to sponsor and appropriate. So when you say add to the list, all that means is you or the committee can create an ordinance that says we appropriate X amount of money for this project and include whichever projects you want on that.
Okay. Well, I've got a list that I copied off the county website. So.
Justice Strange, the quorum court speaks in three ways: resolutions, motions, and ordinance. You don't speak through lists. So my point is, you can either develop a motion, a resolution, or an ordinance. In this case, if you're wanting to spend money, you're going to want to create an ordinance.
Counselor, I think the question maybe for this committee would be, are we ready to move this on, or do we want to continue to look at this? You know, some more questions that I would have would be, how much money is needed to get Mayflower to the point where they could issue a bond? Is it 500,000? Is it a million? Is it a million and a half? So maybe, you know, we probably couldn't do the whole $7.5 million project, but we might could meet you in the middle or somewhere there that could get you guys to the point where you can get a project started and moving along. And I don't think we've got those answers tonight, and that's okay. But we may just want to table this until next month. And I still want to hear from Sheila about the PSAP and the projects with the jail and anything else that the county is actually responsible for out of our budget at this point, you know, the things that we know are going to come. So, and maybe that's some conversations we need to have with the judge individually. But before we move forward with Mayflower, there's still a lot of questions I think we'd have to ask. But it's a good start where we're at right now.
Council, I think procedurally we have a motion and a second on the floor right now. Is that right?
You do.
What was the motion exactly, Justice Chairman?
I guess to my motion was to we have a phantom list here. I guess that the judge that our council said doesn't exist. I'm a little bit confused by that, but there's at any rate. You know, he says there's not a list, so I guess I question as to whether are you saying we need to do a new ordinance. I don't know. If this isn't a list, what do you call it?
I think if I'm not mistaken, your motion though was to add the Mayflower proposal for consideration. Is that right? So basically, to consider the Mayflower proposal along with the other projects.
Exactly.
To recommend to the court.
When we get ready. We're not there yet.
Would you like to let the other members of the public speak to this, or would you want to move on this motion? I mean, I've seconded it. I call for the vote. Are we going to consider this proposal? I call for the vote.
All right. Let's call all in favor.
And specifically, the motion is
to add this for consideration to consider this. When we do make an ordinance,
okay.
To consider
there's
this
no dollar amount attached to this at all.
There's no dollar amount attached to it at all, but to consider Mayflower proposal.
So we can bring this back up in the future. Then.
Okay. Is that all right, Council?
Yes.
All right, so the vote's been called. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, motion carries. As I said before, we convene the meeting. I'm leaving this to y'all of what we're doing tonight. So is there any other issues y'all want to talk about or...
I would like to let everybody here know that I know there's a lot of people who came out thinking my intention is not to scuttle anybody's proposal here, but to make it as fair as possible to the citizens of all Faulkner County. I'm here to represent District 3. I guess I could reach for $20 million and try to give it to Bologna Waterworks for water and sewer projects, but that's not my intent. My intent is to give as many people as fair a shake at this as possible and to do my best, like I've said, since we found out that we were going to have this unencumbered money, to preserve as much of that unencumbered money for the immediate county needs, for the jail, for the 911, for the animal shelter, for everything we can fund with that $10 million. So I hate the thought of, like I said, throwing this money out on the table and just letting everybody with the biggest hands grab it as fast as they can. I don't mind working to come up with an ordinance that will put a dollar amount on this stuff, and if it draws heat, I'll take the heat. I don't mind that, and come back next month or whenever. But I do think we owe these people who've come in here tonight an opportunity to speak to their particular projects if they would like that.
Any other thing from the committee?
I guess I would like to ask the justices that have some of these projects in their area to do a little research and investigation as to what you think can be accomplished there, as Randy has already done. So it would... I don't really want to have to do all this myself, so appreciate that.
Any other comments from any other justices of the court? Seeing none, any other comments from members of the public? Yes, ma'am.
Can I come up there?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't get in a line of fire.
You want to use it? They don't die.
Right here?
Yes, ma'am. You can use it right there. You can turn. You can stand up or you can sit down.
I have visual aids coming. So, I am here representing a small cluster of people that live on Lower Ridge Road that do not have water. We have wells. We have awful wells. This is one filter off of our well that got changed today, and it has to be changed monthly. That's how much rust and iron is in our water. We also have, from the test that we had taken with the health department, everyone had E. coli in the water. Of course, we know that's not good. They recall food for that. We have 6 people on East German Lane that do not have water, and we have 18 people on Lower Ridge Road, and they have all signed except for 3 to hook up to a water line if we could just get it down there. Now, we cannot afford it ourselves. We are fixed-income people. There are a lot of fixed-income people out there. Lower-income brackets are out there. We're not rich by any means, but we like where we live. We've been here 38 years. We've been on a well 38 years. And since the fracking, which I know everybody hates to hear, it has gotten worse. We have, of course, this is a picture of that puppy right there.
This is the one I changed out today. That's 10 minutes of water running.
Yeah. That was already, that was only 10 minutes worth. This is our well system. We have a NASA spaceship in here. We started with 3, and we've added 4 different things in the last 4 years.
After the fracking. I had added a pH tank because the water got acidic. It was eating the copper pipes. We had to change all the commodes out because it ate the porcelain.
Rust eats porcelain.
So we added the filter because it costs $2,500 every time the man comes out and rebeds my tanks. And if you don't stop this, you have to rebed them every year. Plus, we had to add 2 more filters, one at the bottom of the UV light that takes care of the bacteria it's supposed to. Pick up the smaller particles, goes to the UV light, hits another filter before it comes in the house, and we still don't drink it. We use bottled water and jug water to cook.
We go to hot springs and get our cooking water. We buy bottled water. We do not use our ice maker. There are people out there that just have softeners on their well. I know theirs has to be horrible. Everybody signed up for hooking up to this water line if we could get it. Everybody except for those 3 people. One of them I could never get a hold of. He was a business. The other 2 are a little iffy. They just wouldn't sign it. But everybody else wants it. And if they haven't left, we've had a few residents come with us tonight. If they want to speak, they're welcome to. If not, that's fine, but they want the water as much as we do, and it's sort of sad. We kind of feel like a stepchild out there because there's water on all 4 sides of us. I mean, it's just right there, and we can't get to it. Bologna won't take us. We have talked to Conway Corp. They are willing to help us, but we need the money. We can't do it ourselves. So that's what I'm asking for.
What water district are you in? Do you live in?
We live on Lower Ridge Road.
Okay. Is that Bologna? I know
the line is right there. We're not in a water district.
Yeah, there's no water.
Bologna's
a mile from our house. Conway's a mile from our house.
They're in Conway's wild water.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're in Conway's water. That's why we were talking to them.
Are you in the city limits of Conway? Or?
No.
Okay.
These are all county people.
There is some kind of city people mixed in, but they have nothing to do with our part of it.
Okay.
We're just asking for the county part. And it's, it's zigzag boundary lines. But then you've got the straight part here on Lower Ridge Road, and they got water on the east end of Lower, east west end of Lower Ridge Road a few years back. I don't know how. But they got it, but it stopped at German Lane.
I think the county actually, I know probably in 2016 or something, I know we spent some money to extend water on Lower Ridge Road.
Remember that? That was from the Long.
No.
No. I'm talking about from the
Long stop from the east.
That was a long time ago.
I'm talking about the other end that's in the city. Okay, I think you can. Bologna does come up to the land, so it'll go any further.
You know, Justice Brown, I'll comment. I mean, these folks are exactly right. And I remember in about 2013, 14, when we were starting to drill holes, you know, over 2,000 holes in the ground in northern Faulkner County. And we did, got with the geological study and did water testing. Is that before your time?
Yes, it was.
Okay, then, but we went through, we tested water all over the county, and we had reports of what the water was before we drilled the hole. And I was, and still am on the well. And I test my water regularly, and I've had to spend thousands of dollars to repair my well several times. And I'm just making a comment, I'm just asking, but do you guys own the mineral rights to your property?
Mm-hmm.
You do, so you're fortunate. So I don't. So a lot of folks made a lot of money off the mineral rights and everything, and folks like these people ended up getting stuck with bad water. And that's just the nature of the failed shale fracking that went on at that time. And so through no fault of their own, had good water and everything, we allow these drillers to come in and poke all these holes, and now all of a sudden they're left holding the bag. So I'm sympathetic to these folks, even though they're not my district. So
Thank you very much.
And I had a question. I see some Conway Court folks back there. Would these be some of the folks that if the Conway Court proposal were to pass, that they would be served by that?
Yes, sir.
And what was y'all's request again?
1.57 million.
And how much? And I think the city of Conway was split the cost now. Is that right? How much was the city's portion of that?
$875,000.
Okay, thank you.
Just to follow up on that, I know you were talking about actually going to the city council. Did you do that, or what was the discussion like if you had it?
Talked to the mayor, and he's very supportive of the project, and we actually indicated to the city council.
There was some discussion, too, and if we were to fund this, the council was to fund this. We use the term shovel ready. Some of these projects are, some of these projects aren't. It's shovel ready.
Correct? It's ready to be it, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're ready.
Thank you.
I'm more than ready.
Thank you, ma'am.
We just had a I feel like I'm in front of what's that show? Shark Tank?
We're not sharks. We're not sharks.
No, you're not smiling like they are. Anyway, I think I've made my point. So I'll go sit down.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other members of the public or comment? Yes, sir.
I live next door to them. And this is my wife, Amanda, Jimmy Head. We got three little kids, and she's would like to get pregnant again. We drink the same water out of a well that's inconsistent. We pay $90 a month, and we don't have a fraction of what they have to treat our water. And that's a lot of money just to have water. Not to mention when electricity goes out, you don't have water. And we can't really trust it very well, and it'll be rusty one day. We have the guy come out and try to fix it. Our pipes are no good. And it's pretty bad, and it's just hard. People are shocked when I say, you know, I work in Conway. I'm a physician here. I live just outside of the city limits, and we don't have water in our house. And everybody on all sides have water, and we're drinking out of this dirty well. You know, feeding it to our kids, thinking, are they going to get sick out of it? And drinking plastic bottled water has got its own health concerns. So it's just something that I think would be a good consideration, a kind of a low-hanging fruit that would service not a lot of people, but service them really well to give us clean drinking water. So we'd really appreciate it.
Thanks, sir. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Robert Harkrier, I grew up at Greenbrier, and they didn't have city water at that time, and our well was terrible. It had iron in it, you know. And we lived over in Forest Acres Overlook for 26 years, and we just bought a place on Lower Ridge Road. And that was, they're telling the truth, that water's awful. And I'm for it.
Yes,
that's all I'm going to say about that.
Scotty Keller. I think that all of you, every person in this room probably has a need for some of this money. And what I've said probably to each of you is that what I would really like to see is that all of you come together with the whole list of all of the requests and y'all sit down and hammer out who can do what and who gets what. Not from one committee to another committee to, you know, in other words, budget does one thing and says they want water and that all gets confused. It ought to all be presented and y'all ought to create a major plan and so everybody knows, hey, I'm sorry, I got to give this to this guy over here because this is just mandatory. And that someone else may want something that isn't quite as mandatory as another, but that you have an overall plan for what it is you want to do with God's gift of $24 million to this county. And I just think that's a real chore that y'all all have. But I wish that the judge would sit down with all of you and have all of you have input so that you all have a voice and everyone has a voice at the same time so that y'all make a decision about it all. Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to use the words quality of life. What I heard tonight, like this group that's having such a problem, and it doesn't sound like they can just drill additional wells. They've got a real quality of life problem. And so I would think that I would like to see you address those things that need to be done, like right now. Some of what I heard last time had to do with this would allow us for future development. I don't believe that you have enough money to work on that. The other thing I would like to see you do, and you've done a little bit tonight, is see what the city areas are doing with their own gift of money, and then if that's what they need some help with. But really, I would say please consider this quality of life. Sewerage should not be in somebody's yard if they've done everything else, you know, that they can. You know, we had to put in like a sewer plant ourselves, even. But that's not always available. So quality of life, please think of that.
All right. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say thank you all for your time and for considering Bayflower.
Yes, sir.
This is a public health issue, and I would consider that be along the same lines as public safety, and I think we need to get something involved by SAP and not be carrying it on month after month after month worrying about who's getting the biggest scoop out of the ice cream bowl. That's my input. I'll probably say too much tonight, but that's
thank you, sir.
All right,
looks like I have no more comments. Sorry? Yes, sir.
Water is so bad. I need that if I had a little bit of my house. Our third water heater. We've had probably 40 water faucets. Hoses. Our pressure washers. It eats through everything. And including your stomach, the bathroom, if you drink it, it's bad. And the amount of money that we have to spend to keep everything up is terrible. Go ahead and say.
Thank you, sir. Based on the comments, anything the committee talk about, or are we ready to adjourn?
I don't mind redoing an ordinance.
can come to you with a dollar amount, and this committee or the court, whatever, can adjust as they see fit. And then come back next month to do that.
Motion adjourned. Second. All right, we are adjourned.